from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Back in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University. Day two of Buffalo Bills training camp is in the books.
Yeah, and it's always fun to see the national media come through, and we see them on the sidelines. CBS Sports is Evan Washburn back in the Sports Bar. Evan, welcome back to Rochester. How are you today?
Great to be back in Rochester. Love being at the bar.
There's no drinks.
Looks like you got a Gatorade.
None that you can see.
Yeah. All right. Is that how we're gonna toast after this interview?
Okay. After hours in the sports bars where things get interesting.
Good.
Evan. And Evan, you know what? I know you've spent a lot of time today talking to you. I mean, we heard you this morning on our sister station WGR. You were just on with the guys from One Bills Live earlier this afternoon. They're not going to ask the hard hitting questions that we're going to ask.
Good. You know, I've been primed. I've been warmed up. I'm ready.
The biggest thing that people want to know, that the fans want to know, and this comes from not just from the fans, but also from a place of jealousy. The fans want to know, what's the product? Because it's a windy day today. I've got a hat on. Gino came home. Yeah. Is this Lego hair? Do you take it off at night, put it on the nightstand? How does it work for you?
Yeah, Evan? I do. I order a new helmet every year.
It's a gelmet, actually.
Gelmet. Well done. No, it's funny, and I'll say it in any interview, any place publicly, because I would love to get a sponsorship deal. I put my agent on it, and he's kind of just, I don't know if he's ignored me or he just isn't able to actually pull through. It's Men's Crew, which is that brand that exists at CVS or at any, I would imagine, pharmacy, as I've tried to find it. Men's Crew pomade, and it's way too expensive, but it works. And so I've probably spent more money on Men's Crew pomade than any other sort of ancillary products, including maybe like milk over the last, whatever it's been, 10 plus years, because it works. And as you
it's
know,
a job expense.
Yeah, I wish. You'd be amazed what, we can get into tax code in the next segment, what is deductible and what's not. So I'm not sure if my Men's Crew is, but if anybody's listening out there, I know you got a wide audience, or maybe there's just somebody in the area who knows a contact, send them my way. I will do as many commercial promo reads for Men's Crew because they've helped this career in a big way.
All right. I'm sure we can find the marketing director for that, and that would be hilarious if we could help you out on that, Evan. Evan, you're taking in the Buffalo Bills camp here today. No injuries that we know of, at least. No contract holdouts. No drama here. So as you're coming back here, give us kind of your overview of the Buffalo Bills as we're entering 2025.
And it's a good way to lay it out because those would fall into what I've come to recognize as the really only thing you can do when you do this training camp tour, which has real value, but you can't walk away from any visit with any strong opinions, because I think it's naive to think if I was to stand here for a two-hour practice, talk to a coach and four players and a bunch of people that cover the team and think, oh, I got this thing locked down. Like, I know what's going to happen here. So I've come to describe it as it's more of a vibe check tour. Like, when you're going around to teams, and what's the vibe? What do you feel? And the one that I feel here is positive, one. It's exciting, but it's a mystery. There's an unknown. An unknown, as I was saying to the guys earlier, unknown is exciting, but it's also scary. And I think that's the vibe I'm walking away with here in Rochester. But with the Bills, because of all the change, there's unknown. And you can see plays being made out of practice. Granted, they're not in pads yet. But even when the pads come on, you'll see things that'll be exciting, concerning. But we won't know, you won't know, they won't know, in my opinion, until week one. But really, it often is more like week four, week five. And again, that's hard for fans and even for us on this side to live with, because we want to be able to feel strong about something, both positively or negatively.
You can measure energy from season to season. Mm-hmm. Last season you were here, and so was Stephon Diggs. And I'm bringing up Diggs because I know you were in Houston yesterday. Tell us what you observed at Houston's camp with Stephon Diggs, their first with Stephon Diggs, because one of the things we've been trying to figure out this offseason is who's going to replace that juice that we saw, that we grew accustomed to seeing on the practice field during training camp.
I saw the similar juice. I mentioned to a number of people. They were in pads already because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game. Yeah. So it was a great day to be out there. First red zone period, first play, C.J. Stroud drops back shoulder, perfectly timed pass and catch by Stephon Diggs. He had two touchdowns in that one period. Could have had three. You know, he got caught up at the goal line by somebody. He looks like Stephon Diggs, making plays, that juice, that energy, it's all there. And I think it's the perfect environment for him, but I also can completely understand why this organization and they made the decision to do what they did. Because I think, and this is part of the excitement about the unknown, when you came here last year, and beyond just Diggs, everything was known. It was just a matter of how do we get to the divisional round of the AFC Championship game and take that next step. And the reality is, and fans don't want to hear this, I think at times we don't want to hear it because it's boring, players even don't want to hear it, you really do have to start from scratch. And that's what made what New England did for all those years so impressive. It's what's made what Kansas City is doing right now impressive. Because lost in Kansas City winning and competing in Super Bowls, they've had transitional years, similar to what Buffalo's going through right now. But the anchors have been there, similar to what Buffalo has outside of the coordinator position, where it's been quarterback, head coach, and Andy Reid, and one pass catcher in Travis Kelce, and then a couple pieces defensively. But the good teams, the great teams, the ones that win Super Bowls, and the great quarterbacks are the ones that have those transitional years, and there's not this regression. It's maintaining of the standard, if not at times exceeding it.
Yeah, people forget almost the division, the AFC East, it came down to week 18 last year, the Bills needing to win down in Miami. And in order to get back to where Buffalo wants to get to and beyond, you got to win the division first and foremost. So I guess the question is, how do the Bills compare in the division here? And I guess we'll start in Miami because where we're sitting up here, like, ooh, it doesn't look so good there, whatever's going down there. What's your read on the story with Tagovailoa?
Yeah, I find that concerning. And I've made the point that if it's any other position, I'm okay with these hold-ins, even the hold-outs. I don't think they really make a big difference as long as the player eventually signs. I mean, I think a T.J. Watt a number of years ago, even players, Bosa, sitting out and holding out, and they were pretty good pretty quickly because it's about them. It's about their ability to get on the field and make an impact. Quarterback, completely different. Your availability and your consistent presence at practice, in meeting rooms, every rep matters because you impact everyone around you, the offensive line, the center, the pass catchers, the running backs, the coaches, their ability to have those conversations. So if he's taking part in some drill, that to me falls into that category, which is overused. It's a distraction. So I don't see why you would put yourself in that position as a team, as an organization, when you are clearly built to not just compete for this division, but to compete for a Super Bowl. So the hope would be that that gets figured out. I'm a believer in until somebody takes it from a team, So in this case, Buffalo as the division leader, based off of the fact they still have Josh Allen, they still have a lot of important pieces, it has to be taken from them. So I think it's fair to call them, whether you say favorite or the team to beat in the AFC East.
Evan Washburn, CBS Sports, joining us in the Sports Bar live from Buffalo Bills training camp, St. John Fisher University. What do you make of the Jets' offseason moves here? I mean, this could potentially be the first year that we actually see Aaron Rodgers behind center. What version of him will we get behind that kind of remade offensive line? And one thing I think we do know about the Jets, their defense is going to come to play.
I think the Jets will be a problem. I have no idea what it's going to look like. We haven't seen Aaron Rodgers really play football in over a year now. So if he looks like the guy that he was, and I'm not even factoring in whatever we saw in training camp, because as much as we love this season, and you guys have done this long enough, training camp and preseason are not the time to make, again, going back to an earlier point, to make really declarative statements or thoughts about what a player is, what a unit is, what a side of the ball is, what a team is. So I go back to what Aaron was in Green Bay, and obviously he was still capable and a player that many in the league wanted and teams wanted. So if that guy's coming back off the Achilles, then yeah, I think the Jets could be a problem. And that defense, you're right. All they needed was somebody to just sort of take care of things on the offensive side. And I would argue, and I'm sure plenty would agree, Aaron's not just going to take care of it. He will elevate things. But all that said, I believe continuity is important. And it's still a lot of new things trying to work together in what's a cauldron of opinion in New York.
Yeah, we're talking to Evan Washburn, CBS Sports sideline reporter on the other bracket, the other side of the bracket, the NFC.
It's like March Madness. Here,
yeah, right? Exactly. We can lay it out that way.
The North region.
Well, there's one team. I guess we could start in the division, the North there, because you've got Caleb Williams, you've got Detroit, but are we going to get a deal with Jordan Love? What's your read on that situation there in Green Bay?
So deal in sense similar to Tua. Like, are they going to figure out this contract so that he's playing?
Yeah, it seems the reports are that it seems a little more positive, I guess, that they're heading that way. Yeah.
And look, I imagine similar with the Tua. They will figure it out. And what I don't understand, and we could have maybe Brandon Bean could shed light on it, any GM, any front office member. When you have this entire offseason, and again, this is specific to quarterback, not wide receiver, any quarterback, you have this entire offseason to figure it out and make a decision so that when training camp starts, that position, which to me has become the most important in sports, is for better or worse, it's been determined. We are going to pay him what he wants or what we want. We've agreed to a contract, or we're not going to, and we just contractually. And if you want to sit out and get fined and do all those things, then great. But this sort of like we're just going to kind of let it linger and we're going to let other people sign so it becomes harder to come up with the actual price that it's going to cost. It, to me, as someone who likes clarity as much as we can in life, which at times is challenging, I would want clarity there sooner rather than later, like right now.
We're talking to Evan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Washburn, CBS Sports, and to tell you that we look forward to having our annual conversation with you here at Camp Evan, we actually had a story cross our feet, and things move so fast in the NFL, and storylines happen, and this isn't even an NFL storyline, but it's very pertinent to what you do on the sideline, the actual job that you do. It was from last year, and when it happened, we flagged it, and we're like, when we talk to Evan, we got to ask him about this.
Yes, I remember this.
You remember
this?
So Carissa Thompson last year made a comment about how at times when you're a sideline reporter, it's hard to get the coach to say what you need them to say or to get a quote, something that you can share with the audience. Talk a little bit about the difficulty of that. Is what she's saying there, you're going to do things your way. She's going to do things her way. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but how tough is that part of your job?
I'm glad you laid it out that way, because I am a believer that we all do the job differently. And I respect everyone's approach, and I take a lot of pride, not just in how I do the job, but my ability to handle those interactions. It's funny, I was talking to Sean McDermott about that, you know, separate to this specific thing, but I was saying how there are moments in games where the last thing I want to do is not just talk to him, talk to any of these guys, because they are moments, and this is where maybe because as a former athlete, but just having done it for so long now, I have immense respect for where they are mentally in those situations. So I really do take pride in if they have agreed to do it, because they can say, no, I don't want to do it. If they've agreed to do it, I'm not only going to be there to do it, but I'm going to be there and as efficient as possible in respecting of the moment where, and this happens, I swear, more than not, and it's just the fate of things where it'll be like, because it's predetermined. I'm going to talk to Sean walking in or running in. And the last thing you want to happen, this is where I do at times root for a team or a moment, something bad to happen to his team in that moment. And inevitably, it's the team they're playing, the Patriots get a last second big play that leads to a field goal, kick 3 points, or a fumble at, something bad happening, because then it completely changes the tenor of whatever version of that conversation I'm going to get. So, again, I've come up with a method that I feel like is pretty consistent, where it is so quick that, and painless, hopefully, as painless as it could be, and all I hope to get out of it is some form of context, less about what's happened. And this is where the good interactions, and I would say the coaches that get it, understand I'm not challenging what has just happened. It's more about what do you want to see happen? Because if you do the math on it, I'm talking after the kickoff of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. So me talking about things or referencing things, unless there's some massive play or controversy that needs some referencing, again, context to use that word, but it's really about spinning it forward. So I have found coaches are more apt to offer something if it's about what they want to see, what they need to see, what needs to happen, as opposed to, hey, why'd you guys do this on that second drive on third down? Like, that will, one, can get them angry, but two, is really just serving your own, I don't know if ego is the right word, but it's serving something that I don't think serves the viewer when I'm going to be on the air with it after halftime, after the kickoff of the third quarter. So hopefully that gives you sort of a window into those things. And yeah, it's challenging logistically. Sometimes you got to sprint from this sideline to get over there, but that it's a full contact job. It's a physical job.
I think it's a lesson for anybody in business, because when you're doing these camp tours, sure, you're learning about the teams, but isn't like the top priority, you're building a relationship with Sean McDermott, whoever it is.
And that's why when I come to these, I have responsibilities to do some live shots for our folks, our studio folks, and then the on-camera interviews can be used and repurposed. But the value of this over the last 10 years has been the time spent with those coaches and the players too, whether it's Josh or whoever, and getting to know or them understanding you as a human being. And that's why I could have spent this morning trying to ask Sean about all the things we're talking about right now. Oh, you got so much unknown. And had the conversation gone there, great. But I'd rather spend the time, because we'll have that conversation when I see him in week 5 in a production meeting, and we'll talk about that. And that's where it will have value for the game. Here, to your point, it's a great one. It's, hey, man, I haven't seen you in 6 months or whatever it's been. How was your offseason? What are you doing? Any good book? I mean, like, I would literally sometimes ask a coach, what's the best book you read? And it's amazing what that will do in terms of sort of a window into what they're about, which to me, the thing I love about this business is, and not the relationship too, and I think this is an important layer to it. I don't like the idea of, oh, I got to build relationships so that I can call in a favor so I can get info. And look, everyone's job's different, but for my job, I like the relationship to be a place where we know each other as human beings so that when we have interactions both on and off air in those high-pressure both moments of joy, frustration, because I also have to do interviews with losing coaches of AFC Championship games, Super Bowls, so I'm with them at some of their most raw moments. If there's any semblance of sort of humanity where I know this person, that's to me the win, and that's why you do what you're saying, which is really what this next month is about.
All right, so where are you off to next? You're here in Buffalo today, and then?
Yeah, so I'll go home, have some back in Baltimore, and then it really picks up starting next week. We go Miami, Pittsburgh, this is a good test, Tampa, Jacksonville, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Tennessee, Detroit, Cleveland.
Wow.
Yeah, over the next whatever that is.
Pittsburgh's interesting. Yeah. I don't know if you saw this or not. Russell Wilson missed practice today.
He did? Yeah, Pittsburgh's high on my list. One, they're similar to working with the Bills. They're like so make it so, I don't know if easy is the right word. They kind of understand it. They get it in a really nice way. But the Russell thing, maybe I'm tainted by having seen we had them late last year, and it just felt – it felt like that.
It was bad.
It kind of, that ship had sailed. But I am such a believer in anything Pittsburgh does as an organization and anything Mike Tomlin puts his name to. And the fact, now granted, I know the contractual things worked out nicely. I mean, this is a chance to get Russell Wilson on in a nice financial situation. But and then you bring in Fields, which adds. So I that's high on my list of like, oh, I wonder what's going to go on there. Like that'll be a good visit.
Last one for me, yeah. Evan. Got to put you on the spot. So, what book did you read? What book can you recommend? Danger doesn't read here, so
no.
Well, that's a great point. What am I reading? I think the last book I read was the one I'm reading with my 8-year-old son as he tries to learn it. I haven't read a book cover to cover. I'll be completely transparent. I think Shoe Dog, the Phil Knight book.
Okay.
Memoir, yeah. But that was a while ago. So I haven't read a book, but I use that question not so that I can offer my summer reading, but these coaches and even players, they sometimes they're assigned them like as part of like a team building thing, but they'll have some good ones. And again, it's more of a window into kind of what are some takeaways you have. But I lived on Cliff Notes in college, so I've never really left but that.
I'm a little offended at my co-host here, by the way. He says I don't read.
No,
Relentless, Tim Grover. You familiar?
Yeah.
Oh, the Jordan trade.
Come on, man. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Kitchen Confidential.
Kitchen Confidential.
Yes.
That was...
That's Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
I was going to say, are you remodeling? Or no. Evan, it's great having you back in the sports bar, man. Safe travels, and thanks for giving us some time this afternoon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
CBS Sports, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. His annual visit into the sports bar has become one of our favorites here.
Yeah, good dude. Good dude. And what he's saying is so true. Anybody that wants to come out with a declarative statement that this team is this or this team is going to be that, that's what makes the NFL great. It's just, okay, it's the first step of this ride here as we're going to be getting on.
Yeah, hard to make a declarative statement other than what you see with your own eyes and what you're seeing with your own eyes here is still practice. It's not necessarily going to translate to what we see when they actually put on the pads and when they actually do get into some meaningful games. But I really appreciate Evan stopping by, sharing his hair routine secret with us. Might have to go find some of that product.
We got to get him an endorsement. Can you imagine if we were the ones that helped connect him?
Well, we know what to get him next year when he comes to visit the sports bar. A little gift bag with a month's supply probably isn't enough when you consider that guy has to look that way on TV in some gnarly conditions wherever he's on the sideline, whatever sideline he might be on during the NFL season. Fun show so far this afternoon, man. Evan Washburn, Josh Reed from WIVB, and, of course, KJ Hamler, who stopped by earlier, Bills wide receiver. And if you're late to the show and you wanted to hear that, we'll get it up for you next here during happy hour, along with a round of shots.
Yeah, shots coming up here is stories. Did you know the Olympics started? Actually, Soccer, we got some updates here.
Well, I know that the U.S. men's team got got boat raced by France. That's not great for the overall morale of the men's soccer program here in the United States. But, yeah, I believe we have a women's scored update as well, right?
Let's take a look here. Well, we'll get to this in shots here in just a little bit. Yeah.
Round of shots on the way. Gino's got another update coming up here in a couple few. As we continue live from Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. And the fans' coverage of training camp with the Buffalo Bills is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chi Lai Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and by Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Your calls are welcome as well. Last call before 6 o'clock at 866-4326-5858-664-FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.